section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
How did Survivor Series do? A TNA talent returns and the Authority talks about unification. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Off the Mark, we are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So what's going on with the Raw viewership, Aaron?
Yeah, so it's down again this week, and that's, you know, a lot of speculation is there is the reason why. Some people are talking about the low mid-card that they have. Some are talking about that they don't have as much star power as they do. But I gotta ask you, Andy, what do you think could be the issue behind the low ratings?
I think it's something more. I think some fans, there's so many fans out there that are there for the wrestling product, and you have to evolve with the wrestling product. I think some fans are just sick and tired of seeing the same thing over and over again. Of course, most storylines have been, you know, redone multiple times, but I think there's some fans now that are just sick and tired of seeing the same stuff. Granted, football's going on, and Monday Night Football, they've had at least three games I can think of that were bad games where they could have dominated the ratings, I think, if they would have planned this out in advance.
Most games have been really bad.
Well, even the game, it was the 49ers versus who?
The Redskins.
Okay, that's a throwaway game. They should have had an action-packed show. They should have called someone who hasn't been around for a while, someone like JTG, and bring him in, because that's a big name you want to bring in, right?
Mm-hmm.
They should have done something big with this, and I believe that this is another missed opportunity by the WWE. But
I think it's they just don't have the compelling storylines. You know, like when CM Punk, when he did his thing, we talked to people openly about it. You know, like being a wrestling fan is kind of one of those hush hush things that you do if you aren't. Of course, they always use the like, oh, in the Mid-South, you know, or like it's Trailer Park Trash, or, you know, those types of people, you know, who watch wrestling. There are other people who just actually enjoy it, you know, like us and like anyone that's listening to the show. And we typically don't tell people immediately. Like, no one I work with knows that I enjoy wrestling. No one I work with knows that. And I don't say that because I actually think that they might perceive me differently for doing so. But when the CM Punk thing happened, oh man, anybody who enjoyed wrestling, we would talk to them about that and be like, oh, you have to tune in because of this. I'm not telling anybody to tune in right now because there's nothing going on that is interesting. And I think that is the reason why the ratings are down.
And just think, if they had someone big come back on Raw, we'll say, actually, this, we'll just say on Monday, if they had someone big come back, like we'll say like someone like a Bill Goldberg or Brock Lesnar, even, you have them come back for the show, even if it's a one-off thing, they come back, all of a sudden people are going to go nuts because they're like, oh my gosh, did you see that Brock Lesnar's back? Oh yeah, this game stinks anyways. I don't care who's going to win between the Redskins and the Niners, so I'm going to watch this instead. That, again, missed opportunity by the WWE. You know, they need better planning. The whole thing with the ratings, though, that's down. SmackDown was up this week. Of course, Total Divas went down dramatically because, of course, they had a great football game on, and plus Survivor Series was on at the same time. So, of course, their ratings stunk, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Main Event does because, well, actually, it doesn't matter because Main Event usually does the same stuff.
That doesn't matter.
A recap.
And so, Andy, WWE program this week, of course, you alluded to it, Survivor Series. Let's start off with one of the big matches, the traditional Survivor Series match. So Roman Reigns pretty much single-handedly took down Team Rhodes. Does this mean he's in line for a very big push soon? Like he's going to break away and become a monster single star?
Pretty much. Even though I believe that he is still the weak link in the Shield, but they're pushing him and they're going to continue to push him down our throats. I'll say it now. I just don't see him being a leader in the company. I would actually believe in Titus O'Neil before I would believe in Roman Reigns.
Oh no.
And here's why. Titus O'Neil can wrestle. Roman Reigns can't. He has a moveset. Oh crap, I just realized something. Roman Reigns has a moveset pretty much like Goldberg in the range of moves that he can do. And then if you throw in the fact that John Cena has only a handful of moves that he does, and he's the most popular wrestler, guess what? Roman Reigns would probably be the next big thing, unfortunately.
I don't think because of that. Roman Reigns is okay. He's not spectacular. He's not somebody that I want to see. but he's somebody that the masses probably would want to see, which isn't, I mean, that's not saying anything bad about him. I don't know how he is on the mic, you know, because he doesn't really talk, and it's probably better that way. It's probably better.
Here's my impression. Believe in the Shield.
Probably better that he is a part of the Shield right now. And if anything else, I would almost have him be just a tag team star for a little while before you have him break out into the singles. Or you know what? You have him and you have Rollins basically be a duo where they team every now and then, but they focus on their singles career. That's one of the things you don't see them do that often, and I actually wish they would. You know, like how Punk and Brian right now, they're being a tag team, but you know that they're single stars teaming together. And I almost wish they would do that with like Reigns and Rollins, where they focus on their singles thing, but guess what? They'll also team together every now and then.
And the thing is, I believe that Dean Ambrose is actually the guy who's gonna push, who will end up being the breakout star. He's gonna be the surprise. Seth Rollins, Tyler Black, whatever you want to call him, he should be the same thing. And the thing is, if you notice something also, Roman Reigns doesn't take all the bumps. And if you notice, I want to call him Moxley because I just saw something he did. But Ambrose and Rollins are the ones taking all the hard, and Rollins takes all the hard bumps too. That's the other thing. So yeah, he's sitting there. He's taking all the stuff that you're like, why is he taking it? Shouldn't Reigns be taking it? No, you want to make him a bigger superstar.
Rollins is the workhorse, plain and simple.
Yeah, he is the workhorse. And then you have Ambrose who comes in. He's the next one. And then you have Reigns.
Ambrose is the mouthpiece for sure. Oh, yeah. Rollins is the workhorse. And then Reigns is the guy that makes you look credible. I mean, they actually have a really great trio going on right now. So, but anyway, Andy, let's not talk about that this much. Mark Henry makes his triumphant return. Are you excited about this?
The fact that he slimmed down a little bit, but he put on a lot of mass as well. He actually looks a lot better than in memories past. I think he's down to like 370 something, which is kind of big because he was, I think, 440 most of his life. And that was mostly all mass. And then now he slims down and looks pretty good. So the fact that he came back, I was happy about it. Because I think it made sense to bring him in, but they also left the door open where if Goldberg wanted to show up or if they reached a deal with him, he can come in and then Henry can sit at home for a little bit longer.
Wait, what does Goldberg have to do with that?
Okay. I guess if we were talking about Ryback, that would make more sense. But Mark Henry comes back because he answers Ryback's challenge.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay,
so what they could have done is that they left it open. So like, okay, we're going to bring Henry in. But just in case Goldberg is thinking about coming back, we can bring Goldberg in. And then he could have made his return. And then we're not talking about Mark Henry at all. And we're talking about how the ratings were through the roof this week because Goldberg made his triumph return to Raw and Survivor Series.
So, Andy, Xavier Woods on Raw this past week used Brodus Clay's music and his ring girls, the cheerleaders. Now, I got to ask, first of all, what you thought about this on Monday, because obviously on Friday, you know, with SmackDown, they did something a little different. So what did you think of this originally?
Okay. I like the fact that with Xavier Woods.
With who?
Xavier Woods, sorry. I could have sworn they said it was Xavier.
No, I heard him say Xavier.
All right, fine. Xavier Woods, you know, potato, potato, whatever. So he comes out and does the Brodus Clay music. But the one thing I thought was interesting, he had the Triple H spotlight come down on him. And then he flicked his hair. Flinged his hair back and then made a miss, which I thought was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And then they used, of course, Brodus Clay's music. And then he did the, of course, the Morph in Time clothesline into the Eat Defeat or Lost in the Woods, as it's known in WWE. I was pretty happy about it. The fact that Woods has been sitting in NXT for so long and they had nothing for him to do, they're like, hey, why don't you just come up to the main roster? We'll just throw you in there. That kind of disappoints me a little bit. But I almost wish that they would have had something this week where they're like, he's coming out by himself. He has his own music, his own intro package. That's what I wish they would have done. But it's nice to see that he's actually coming out and do that. Now, the whole thing with Brodus Clay, I just think that he missed for some reason. I don't think he's done or that Woods is taking over it. But if you want to make Brodus Clay a heel, this would be almost a good time to do so. And it could be Woods' first feud if you wanted to go that route. But I think that's a mistake.
And of course, this past Friday on SmackDown, that's what they did pretty much. And I got to ask, I mean, do you think that an R-Truth Xavier Woods versus Tons of Funk is a compelling feud?
No. Unless you want to get Woods over. That's the only reason why they'd wrestle. But the fans still like, you know, Tons of Funk, Bros Clay, and Tensai. They still like them. And so why, you know, if it's not broken yet, you know, why change it? Keep it going.
Do you want would you want Tons of Funk, though, to turn heel?
No, because then the fans won't like him. The fact that he came out, that they pushed him as a face, and he stayed a face, and the fans are cool with that. I think if they were to turn them heel, the fans wouldn't care anymore, and then the Funkadactyls would be gone, and then, yeah. It would just not make sense for business. It's not the right thing to do for business. So, anyways, so Randy Orton retains at Survivor Series. Were you surprised at all about this?
No, not at all. This was just incredibly predictable. I would have been incredibly surprised had Big Show won if he walked out with the title. But the thing that really surprised me was at the very end, John Cena comes out. And I was a little taken aback, like, why is Cena coming out here? And then you see them both standing there and they're comparing belts. You know, they're holding their titles up in the air. And of course, the internet then just starts talking about it. You know, oh, we're going to talk about unification now. Monday on Raw, opening segment, they actually talk about it. And they announce that it's going to be John Cena versus Randy Orton in a TLC match at TLC for the WWE and World Heavyweight Championship. Now, they did not say it was going to be unification, although Triple H kind of alluded to it this past week, but they didn't say title unification. Do you believe it will be a title unification?
You know, they're going to tease it for a while. I don't think they will unify them. I think they'll probably do something where we'll say Orton wins both titles, but then drops it back to Cena at Royal Rumble. They could do something like that, or have him drop it on Raw, you know, one of the titles, or you could have it where, which would be the dumb. This is, I think you said this earlier, off the show, but you said that the dumb thing would be if Cena grabs the WWE championship or grabs the World Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know what the funny thing is? That's probably what's going to happen. They're going to continue to feud over to Royal Rumble is what's going to end up happening.
I think that's what's going to happen. The reason I think that's going to be really dumb is because in the record books, John Cena then will be a 12-time WWE champion and a 15-time world champion. He is going to be one win away from Ric Flair's record. Ric Flair, though, didn't have four title reigns lasting less than 30 days. That's the biggest difference.
Ah, that is true. So days-wise, Flair is going to definitely own him, but not the amount days-wise, of times.
There's a ton of people that own. I was taking a look, and Randy Orton just surpassed CM Punk in the amount of days that he has held the WWE title. However, though, Randy Orton has also held the WWE title for eight different times.
And CM Punk
is twice.
Twice? Well, he won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Well, I'm talking about WWE titles.
Oh, no. WWE title. Okay, my bad. Anyways, yeah, I'm surprised about this, and I know they've been talking about unifying the titles for a long time, and I wish that they wouldn't use that horrible looking WWE title. I think it looks pathetic, and
but it's gonna be called the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
If they call it that, and then they keep the old WC, you know, the
they
NWA,
won't keep that one.
That's the thing. I wish they would, because there's so much history behind it. Yes, I know Russo had it.
Looks better, but why would a company called WWE use WCW's lineage? Like, that makes zero sense.
But it's not WCW; it's NWA's.
Why would they use that when they don't own NWA? You know, NWA is its own company, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah, so why would they use NWA if it's a complete... That'd be like saying, oh, we're going to start using TNA now for our lineage. That's what we're going to start using. No, they're going to use WWE's lineage, and that's the way they're out there going to go down.
I just wish that had a nameplate. I think having your name on the title means more than a couple of stupid logos.
But well,
anyway. Hey, Aaron, what's going... This is not brought up earlier, but what's going with Christian? I haven't seen him in forever, it feels like.
He got injured, and WWE doesn't care about him.
What about JTG?
They forgot that they're paying them.
All right. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? You're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down, the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK and you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. Also on Black Friday, guess what? You can save up to 50% off your web hosting packages as well, but that's only on Black Friday. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite at web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page. And we're going to have some awesome deals going on, especially on Black Friday. They're going to have deals with free shipping if you spend more than, I think it's like $10. You just got to use the coupon code they put up there. It's WBSAVE10 or WBSAVE15. There's going to be different codes that they're going to be putting up, especially for Black Friday. So if you want to get some good merch from WBShop.com, you need to definitely check it out on Black Friday. So let's move on to Impact Wrestling for this week. So Aaron, Sam Shaw. Yeah. What do you think about the OCD guy?
So they're going in a different direction, which I'm actually okay with. You know, with EC3, they were going in a certain direction with him. And I actually like it. I think that EC3, what they've done with him so far has been pretty good. They're trying to build new talents. They're not trying to just recycle old ones. And Sam Shaw, I think, is an example of that. They're looking to kind of have a guy who apparently is going to be OCD. I don't know what they're going to do with that storyline. It will be interesting to see what they're going to do. But they're going to go a different route, it looks like. So, you know, we're going to find out here pretty soon.
Yeah. I don't remember much about Sam Shaw when he was first in TNA, but I thought the whole interview that he did with Chrissy Hemming was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of laughs about that and how she moved one of his pens or whatever, and he got really mad and put it back. I just thought that was funny. So EC3, Ethan Carter III, is now taking on lower tier talents.
Not now. He has been taking on lower tier talents for a while.
Shark Boy, though, I don't consider him lower tier. He's more comical, you know.
He's comical, but he's been taking out lower tier talents. The question is, this is going to come to a head, plain and simple. Who is going to be the guy that's going to step up to take him out?
Ooh, can they bring Devon back for one night only?
No.
And then have him beat Devon, and then he can say that he owns the no longer aces and eights. I mean, you know.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. I was trying to say something intelligent, and I messed that up. Anyways,
no.
Okay. Who's gonna be the first person to take him out? I think the first person that he's gonna beat, there's gonna have to be someone that he beats that's kind of big. And I hope it's not like James Storm, but I hope it's Gunner. Just because it's not gonna affect Gunner either way. I was trying to think of other people that he could beat where it wouldn't matter. Like, is Sean Stasiak still wrestling? They could bring him back for one night only. Yeah, I was trying to use a good reference there.
So anyway, I said this a few weeks back. I believe it's going to be Sting. He alluded to it, you know, a couple weeks ago for the main event Mafia. So I believe that he's actually going to be the one who's going to come out and confront EC3.
Well, here's the thing. You have to remember this. TNA only for his contract of the stuff that is left to tape, he would have to appear at the live show. That would be the next time. When you think about it, because they've already taped the next few shows, it would have to be the live show. And if it's not the live show, it'd have to be the show that's taped right after that. I think Sting's done, dude.
Dude, no, he's
his
not.
Contract ends at the end of the year.
Yes, it does.
Yes, but you have to remember they're taping on December 13th, if I'm correct.
I think it's the week before.
December 12th. They've already taped the stuff for the one that's on the 28th. I'm sorry. It's December 19th is when they're taping, because they've already taped the stuff for the 28th, the 5th, and the 12th.
Okay.
So they're not taping in until the 19th, and they're also taping on the 20th. Okay. So they're taping those two dates. That means Sting would have to show up on one of those two dates.
And why wouldn't he?
He's done. He's not.
He's not done.
Dude, he is not coming back.
So when he comes back, what are you going to say on the show?
Then I will say that I was wrong.
Yes, Aaron, you know way more than I do.
Yes,
you
I will correct. Say, Aaron, you okay. If he faces EC3, yes.
And I'm saying he's going to be the one to confront him.
Nah. It'll be someone else. It'll be someone like Gunner, you know, someone who you don't care
about.
What about
Zima Ion? Could it be him?
It could be Zima Ion. They're paying him a buttload of money to sit at home, was his quote that he said recently. So it could be him. And
well, he made his return, though, this week.
Yes, he did. And he's the DJ for Bromance. Kind of interesting. Don't know what to think about that, but whatever.
Wait, do you like Zima Ion?
I do. I think he's a talent.
And, I do, too. I agree.
I think that he's had a bad rap for what happened with him and Sorensen. And that's the sad part. But, you know, when he got sick, you know, recently, it hurt his career a lot. I mean, he was still making money, but it wasn't a lot. But I think him getting hurt him more than anything. And the fact that TNA then didn't use him at all. In fact, I don't think he really traveled at all when they did the live shows. Maybe a couple here and there, and that was it.
Yeah, I don't think they did at all. But, well, I mean, getting hurt when you're that young is going to hurt you anyway because you're not able to, you know, be on TV. And so, you know, if you have any merchandise, that's not going to really get sold as much. And you're not going to be able to showcase your talents. You're not going to be in title pictures. You're not going to be in X Division matches. So, of course, that's going to hurt him. I think him returning is good. They're kind of – it looks like easing him back into the spotlight. I believe that he is a great X Division talent. And depending on what they do with that title, you know, I still believe that that is a title that you can toss around so long as it's only going to be held by the smaller guys. You know, if you have bigger people like AJ Styles or Samoa Joe hold it, you don't want to toss it around that much. But if, you know, like a Chris Sabin, you know, or Manic or whoever else, you can toss it around. And Zima Ion's a guy that can hold the X Division Championship for 2 months and then drop the title, you know, on a live Impact. So I hope that he gets put into the X Division here.
Yeah, and here's, you know, you brought up Manic. Where's he at? And he just signed a new contract with TNA storyline.
Do you really? I don't care about him.
I don't know. But one thing I'm trying to figure this one thing out. They did a Survivor Series type match. And I thought it was really interesting that they did it right after Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about this? The fact that they did that?
They did it better than WWE.
Well,
that's
yeah.
for sure.
But I just thought it was interesting that they did it right after Survivor Series. They didn't do it before, but they did it right after.
Yeah, and, you know, not to sound like a broken record, there's really nothing on the line here. That's something that is kind of getting me, you know. I just really wish that there would have been something extra there. What ended up happening, though, was Angle was the last man standing on his team. So he went ahead, grabbed a chair, gets DQ'd, which, you know, I mean, that's a smart thing to do. You know, if I was in that situation, that's what I would do, too. You know, I wouldn't want to take on, you know, four guys and get the crap kicked out of me. So but, you know, it's a Thanksgiving episode for Impact. And I think that, you know, it kind of showed. There wasn't anything exciting going on. I almost wish, I really do wish that when there are holidays like this, major holidays, that they move it. You know, for example, this year, Christmas is on a Wednesday. Next year, it's on a Thursday. So you're going to have Impact that's going to air on Thanksgiving and again on Christmas. What do you think the ratings are going to be like for that?
They're going to be horrible.
I really wish that they would do something. They would move it to the week or the day before or the day after. I really wish they would do that because and then on top of it, you're going to have New Year's Day, you know, be the following.
Oh, that's right.
The following Thursday. So next year, you're going to have three major holidays in the span of a month on Thursday.
So for five weeks, you're going to have 5 weeks. You're going to have three holidays. And TNA mm-hmm. is on – the show is on all three of those.
Yeah.
They should just do a recap show.
The ratings are going to be horrific.
You mean like the turkey thing, the thing with EY that they did?
Yeah, that's why we don't bring that up. So anyway, Andy, weekly topic. I just want to talk about this real quickly. But title unification, and I just kind of wanted to go over the whole gambit of it real quick. So first of all, WWE World Heavyweight Championship, you are in favor of them unifying that. Is that safe to say?
Which ones again?
WWE and World Heavyweight. You're in favor of unification? Or you want to have two separate titles?
It's one of those things. I would prefer to have both belts because there's history with Both.
So you're going to have two world champions in one.
But that's the problem that you run into. I keep changing my mind on this because this is a topic.
So you're not just in favor. You don't know if you're in favor.
Well, okay. When they first unified that title, so then the World Heavyweight Championship title was gone. I was not happy that it was that the WWE title was there because first of all, it was a spinner belt, which I never cared for it. Yeah,
it was the WWE Undisputed Championship.
Whatever.
It was not the spinner.
I'm sorry. Okay, yes. So it was the version 2 of that title that they had out. So it's one of those things like that title, that's one of my least favorite titles that they put out was that Undisputed title. Did they call it the WWE Undisputed title?
Yes.
Okay. So they didn't call it the WWE Championship or the WWE title. I am wondering the whole thing. See, now I'm going to argue with myself. Let's get about back. This.
So are you going to answer my question?
OK,
are you in favor of title unification? Yes or no?
Right.
The WWE. And
right at this moment, which will change in about 5 minutes. I'm not for it.
OK, so here's the other question, then. Are you in favor of them unifying the U.S. and the IC title?
Not even close.
So you're going to have two mid-tier titles.
That's the thing. I believe that each of the titles – okay, the Intercontinental title I believe is the next stepping stone before you face either the WWE champion or the World Heavyweight Champion. And I think the U.S. title is just underneath the Intercontinental champion because it's Intercontinental opposed to just the United States champion. And then you have the tag titles, and then you have the Divas title. That's how I would actually rank them.
Okay. Are you talking about just in general, this is how would have it set up? Or
in general,
this is how WWE has it set up?
Well, that's how they have it set up. I wish the – because I want the U.S. title to be the TV title. But you don't call it the TV title. You call it the United States Heavyweight Championship title.
I'd say you call it the European title. Look, if I was doing it, which would be completely different, I would have the World Heavyweight Championship. These are the names of them, not necessarily what they would be. I'd have the World Heavyweight Championship, the United States, and then the European title. That way, you know, I'm the champion of Europe. Europe is smaller than the U.S. U.S. is going to be a lot bigger title, and then the World Heavyweight because you're the champion of the world. You know, so I'm doing it on a, you know, different scale. I'm in favor of unifying the titles because I think that when you have someone like Randy Orton, who has been around for a little while, same thing with John Cena, been around for a very short amount of time. John Cena is a 14-time world champion. Why? Not just because he's held, you know, the WWE title 4 times for less than 30 days, but also because he's held the World Heavyweight Championship, what, 3 times now?
Yeah.
And the WWE title. So he's always been in the title picture. Same thing with Randy Orton. Randy Orton is like a 10-time champion. So, and he's been around for less than 10 years, or I guess it's been about 10 years. You know, that kind of says something. That's way too many titles. Jack Swagger is a former champion. Big Show, Sheamus, all these people have been holding titles during this amount of time, and it dumbs down. It dilutes the what makes a championship so great. You know, we were talking, I don't know if it was offline or not, but we talked about our world heavyweight titles for everybody because guess what? Jack Swagger is a former world heavyweight champion. So is a Great Khali. Great Khali. Yeah, he is. He headlined a pay-per-view. So that kind of says something. If you unify the titles, the people that are going to be holding it are going to be the top guys, and you're only going to see the absolute best rise to the top. So when Daniel Bryan actually took on John Cena, that was a huge deal. And you're not going to see somebody like a Damian Sandow cash in and win. Instead, it's going to be it's going to be somebody really good who's going to win the Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. There's multiple topics, but this is the one that I keep changing my thoughts on all the time. And I don't think there's any time that I'm actually going to give you a straight answer because it depends on the day. That's really all I can say about it besides that.
So you like the idea then, it sounds like, of having a lot of champions, a lot of world champions.
I wish that the U.S. title would be defended on Superstars or SmackDown only. The IC title be defended on Main Event and Raw only. And then WWE title or World Heavyweight title, doesn't matter which one it is only on Raw, and then one is only on SmackDown. Tag titles and Divas titles, they're performed at all the shows.
They can't do that anymore, though.
I know they can't because it's not a brand split anymore, but I wish that's what they would do. I wish that they would showcase like that you can't see this title on Raw, or they may have like a match like once a quarter where they're like, this title never gets defended on Raw anymore because it's exclusively on, you know, Superstars or and SmackDown
like,
only.
Who's going to care about that, though? Like back in the so look, when they did the brand split, you understand why they did. They had Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, Steve Austin, The Rock, Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, Triple H. They had all of these superstars there. You cannot have all of those people going for the world title. I mean, you had to have a brand split. You had to have people who were only on Raw and people who were only on SmackDown. You had to. But now, can you tell me anyone who was exclusive to SmackDown in the past few years? I can't really think of anybody because they've been on Raw. I can't think of anybody who's only been on SmackDown or vice versa.
Ooh, Zack Ryder?
Yeah, and even then, I saw him on Raw. I saw him on SmackDown.
Okay, here's my thing about unification. You either unify the U.S. and the IC title, or you unify the WWE title and the World Heavyweight title. If you unify one of those sets of titles, then I would be down for it. But you can't do both, I believe. But you should have one unified and one that's not. And then if it's the IC title that becomes unified, then it's just the IC title. If you know, and then if it's the WWE title, I wish they would say it's the world. I don't know if you can say world WWE champion. It actually sounds like crap.
WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Okay, then if you said it that way, then you know that it can be done that way as well. I guess that's my what I would have to stick with in that aspect of it. I mean, I could sit there and come up with thousands of ideas, but realistically, no matter, it depends on the moment.
Well, I'm very much in favor of them unifying it if that's what they do. But I really, really hope that they have three titles for the singles competition. Because, look, if you actually have the IC title be that big title and have it be held by people who are big, then you know what? You're going to give prestige back to that title and people are going to forget that Santino used to hold that title. And then you have the U.S. title. I mean, as much as it pains me to say, because the U.S. title was only held by really big people. I mean, you had Lex Luger, Ric Flair, Sting, Dusty Rhodes. DDP. And then, of course, yeah, DDP, Goldberg, Raven. You know, you had really big names hold that title. But now, you know, it got dumbed down. Really, Zack Ryder, look, nothing against him. But Zack Ryder held that title. And, you know, I'm not going to ever use Zack Ryder and DDP in the same breath. All right? Unless, you know, they got a DUI together or something. But I'm not going to. But you know what? You have the U.S. title then be that low tier title. But you want to kind of break away from that lineage. That's the only thing. I'd say that you call it the WWE U.S. title, not just the U.S. title.
Okay. Well, I'll keep changing my thoughts on this depending on the day and the moment and the minute and the second. So, but I'm glad you are definitely strong on your opinions on that. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthTheMarkHit6. I want to thank Section A6 and A6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.